Hey guys, we're here today with two amazing people, Drew Taylor, who's the CEO and founder of Acorn Biolabs. We are doing stem cell follicular hair harvesting and storage, cryo storage. This is so interesting to be able to biobank your future stem cells. Hey Drew.
Hey.
And the lovely Alicia Rubin, who's an amazing writer, a source of knowledge of all things skincare, aesthetics, and beauty. She works with Beauty Tap. Hi, thanks for coming.
Thank you. A pleasure to be here.
Yes.
It's an honor to be with you two and learn from you.
Oh, we're excited you're here.
We're excited you're donating your hair follicles in the name of science. So, Drew, tell us a little bit about what the heck is stem cell hair follicle transplant or retrieval, storage, biobanking?
Yeah. Well, I mean, first and foremost, I think we have to give the hair follicle a ton of credit. It is this amazing mini organelle, so to speak, this cluster of cells that we have right at the root of our hair, right, which is very accessible. You can pluck it very easily. We've all combed our hair and caught one by accident. So that same act intentionally can really give us this amazing cluster of cells. And there's multiple germ layers, so different types of cells inside the hair follicle. And one of those types is mesenchymal stem cells, the same stem cells that we actually find and target in our bone marrow. And so they have amazing capacity in regenerative medicine. Now, the downside is that unfortunately, every day that goes by, those stem cells are becoming either less in number, less resilient, and are performing worse. I learned this firsthand during my research when we were actually looking at ways that we could access good cells for us to deliver regenerative medicine strategies for patients in aesthetics and beyond, really focused on connective tissue regeneration. And what we found was that the older the patient was, it was kind of this law of diminishing returns, really. And so it's not an idea of taking a chemical compound like in a pharmaceutical and worrying about purity in the lab. Our starting material is you. It's your own cells. Mm-hmm. And so this personalized regenerative medicine has to start from you. So one of the things that we've introduced is the opportunity to tap into this amazing future in regenerative medicine, but with the best version of you. And so that's taking cells today, because this is...
Today is our
best. Right, the youngest you're going to be.
Right from my head.
We're not getting younger than we are today.
Exactly. I'm rooting for really strong cells. Come on, guys.
Well, you'll get a report back shortly after doing this, and we'll know.
This may be TMI or just a funny space, but is it kind of similar to like a gentleman learning about sperm count in a way?
In a way, except I would not say that the data you're going to get in your report is diagnostic or any reflection of your health, right? What we're really analyzing is the quality of the sample. Sorry. And so we treat these cells like not only are they going to be leveraged, you know, in your beauty, you know, endeavors, but also these cells can be an input into life-saving therapies coming one day. So we treat them like they're going to save your life. And from that standard, we want to make sure that the sample is perfect for you.
And yes, so, yeah. And Dr. K is doing such a great job. She just plucked a few out of my head. And by the way, just so everybody knows, you didn't even see me flinch. No. It was very, very tolerable.
We are multitasking
not a big deal
today.
Yeah, it didn't even hurt.
We're podcasting, hair follicle harvesting, and we're doing it all. Yeah, I had my hair follicles harvested a couple weeks back, and it was not bad at all. I would say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what are you feeling?
I mean, 3?
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's very tolerable.
Yeah.
Nah. Not a big deal.
No.
So at the end of every hair follicle, there is a little white bulb. Talk to us a little bit about what makes for a good harvest and a good specimen versus a not so good.
Yeah, absolutely. So that bulb at the end is what we're after. The actual hair itself, the fiber, the keratin is unfortunately pretty useless. And so we want to target the live cells. So they're all in that white tip. Regardless of what our complexion is, it always looks like a white tip on the end of the hair strand. And it's got this area that we call the inner root sheath. And so it surrounds it. And the longer that is around the base of the actual hair fiber itself is the better the follicle that was collected. And so we want to be able to target enough to collect so that we can actually separate those in our lab into 4 vials for you. So you have redundancy built into this. We even store vials in separate tanks so that you've got redundancy even across equipment. And so, that tip itself has keratinocytes, which is like the surface layer of our skin, fibroblasts, which is the deeper layer of our skin, as well as these mesenchymal stem cells that are found throughout that inner root sheath and in the bulge area. And so those are the cells that are, I think, have the most promise, but really they all do great things. Because what we find is you can produce your own hyaluronic acid, your own autologous hyaluronic acid, and the keratinocytes produce that in volumes. So each cell has their role to play, so we're after them all.
How are mine looking, Dr. K? We want like a juicy white bulb, right?
Juicy white bulbs right there.
Yes. Okay, good.
It's the best word to describe.
I was saying, you know, sometimes if you're like playing around with your eyebrows or eyelashes and one comes out, I've seen like a real thick base of that white juicy bulb we're talking about. So we know it exists. We know it's there. We want as much of that as possible.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah. What do you think, Alicia, is today's consumer ready for this kind of technology? Like, you know the beauty consumer very well in terms of those people getting injectables, facelifts, lasers. Are we ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that people are so intrigued and excited about whatever it is out there, whatever they can get their hands on that can help them look better and feel better. So it's always about what's new, what's next. Exosomes have been out there. We've written about it at Beauty Tap. I've written about it for The Hollywood Reporter. So this is obviously an advanced way of harvesting them, and it's a new technology. And I think that for the modern day consumer, and we know this is a $1 billion business, aesthetics, people want what's next, what's new, what has clinical trials, what has data behind it, anything to help them feel and look better. That's what it's about. And then you know, also with regards to the future on a medicinal front, if this can help save lives, improve joints, but whatever it may be, if it can help people feel better, whether they have a break or a tear, you know, there's so much potential here. So it's very, very exciting, not just on the aesthetics front.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's an extremely bright future in regenerative medicine. I think the forefront of regenerative medicine is happening in the world of aesthetics. And obviously we're right here experiencing it now in clinic. And so Dr. K is obviously leading the charge in many regards on regenerative medicine and making sure that patients have access to it, because there's nothing that your own body is going to incorporate and leverage and use like your own material. And so having the ability to have something that's not foreign, that is completely natural, that is your own production, that's something that this is really providing as an option. And there's some, you know, fantastic cells that we can get out of the hair follicle. I believe it is the ideal source in regenerative medicine, period.
So we're able to make dermal tissues from this as well as epidermal?
Yeah, we've actually turned these cells into many different cell types in the lab. And so we kind of bucket the things into three categories, and it's really linked to how fast we think these are going to help patients. And in that initial bucket, we're actually using your own cells almost like your own factory, right? To produce the things for you that as we get older, we get a little bit less efficient at producing. And so that includes exosomes, growth factors, matrix molecules like collagen and elastin. And unfortunately, every year that goes by, we lose about 1% of the production in our skin. And so by harvesting cells now, we can maintain whatever production we were at, but then leverage that, you know, now and into the future, in being able to produce these things on demand for ourselves. And so this is something that we're really excited to be working closely with Dr. K to make sure that this is in clinic and available as in a setting where you can actually return those elements back to the skin in higher volumes than you're experiencing. And so that's the first wave. It's similar to a serum, right? That is essentially high in hyaluronic acid and all of these elements. But again, the future is very bright down the road, right? It is, you know, going even beyond aesthetic medicine. Like, you can look at these things and these cells that we have as the opportunity to fight atrophy, return cell volume, all of these things coming in the future. But beyond that, we've turned these cells into cartilage, fat, bone, neurons. In a study recently that we did with the University of Toronto, collaborating with them, we turned them into pancreas cells on demand, so completely changed their germ layer. So you really have this template of yourself that you've locked in time, that you're going to get value from now in aesthetic medicine and your skincare. And then beyond that, it's really a biologic health insurance policy in the same way that people will, bank their sperm or eggs and make sure that they've got their highest quality ones. It's no different with this.
So we can freeze time and look like we're 35 or 40 from here on out.
That's true. I mean, when you freeze these cells, we bring them down to negative 196 degrees Celsius. So that's 310 degrees Fahrenheit. And so that's just slightly warmer than the surface of Pluto. At that temperature, cells are frozen in time. There's no cell metabolism. There's no aging process. Those cells are sitting waiting for you at the same age that they were frozen down in.
So please, Dr. Taylor, articulate a little bit further. I've written about exosomes. You're a doctor, so I'll let you take this one. Explain to Dr. K's audience what exosomes are in layman's terms. Because I've written about it several times, and it's sort of like wine to me. No matter how many times I go wine tasting, I always walk away going, I know nothing. And that's why I love these conversations, because I love learning. I'm curious.
Yep.
So you could tell me about exosomes 20 times, and each time I'll be like, yes, especially when it comes to looking our best.
You're so good. She's running the interview and getting her hair follicles harvested. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much pain am I generating?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it's really... It's tolerable.
Right?
Getting injections in the face, with numbing, you feel more than this.
And I mean, you have to be very selective too. Like, I'm not getting any of your gray hair because those already have some senescence.
We don't
cells.
Want those.
We want the really lively, normal, youthful hair. So,
and no, it's very tolerable. You haven't seen me flinch at all.
Not once.
And so, exosomes, Dr. Taylor is going to enlighten us about them.
So the easiest way to kind of dumb down exosomes is to call them packaging, right? They're a packaging system and a delivery system for our cells. And it's used by our cells for communication, so delivering messages, mRNA, so pieces of genetic code that can actually code for a cell to do something. It can carry proteins and growth factors, so like things that either are needed as building blocks or stimulants for cells to do certain things. But the brilliant thing about them is that they have the same phospholipid membrane as our cells, because they bud off of our cells and leave with this package, these contents. And so that allows them to merge with another cell extremely gracefully. So it is an elegant way for cells to communicate and deliver packaged goods between each other. So it's the Amazon of our bodies. That being said, not all exosomes are carrying everything that we want, right, in a certain area of our body. So we have to think about, if we opened up our front door and we saw, you know, a billion Amazon packages out on our front porch, we'd want to know what's inside them, right? I don't want them all to be glitter bombs and bring them into my house and open them all up. So what's inside the exosomes is truly what's important. It's not just the packaging. And I think we use the word exosomes to sometimes describe the therapeutic effect we want. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think we need to kind of separate the conversation. Exosomes is a delivery system for things that we want. But we need to move the conversation more into what is inside those exosomes. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the reasons why we are targeting the hair follicle. This is a part of our skin. This is the same cells that emanate and actually migrate out of the hair follicle when we have a cut, to actually help heal that cut. These are the worker cells, right, that help us to heal, and we're able to capture those and then get the production of what the skin would want and deliver that back to you. So the type of cell that you're, you know, accessing exosomes from, and the palette of different things that are going to be inside those exosomes, is really important. And we've done a lot of work on proteomics and analyzing exactly the concentrations of all of these different elements that are inside the exosomes that we see from the hair follicle. And it's exactly what our skin needs. And so we're really excited about the ability to go straight to the source and the cells that are responsible for healing in our skin and access those specifically.
So we're going to be hoping each individual, each client that participates in this, for really good packaging. And we won't know that until after the lab has done its thing, correct?
Yeah, so we analyze them before we freeze them, right? And so what our commitment to you and you know, what Dr. K wants to be able to provide all of her patients is the best quality version of themselves frozen down. And so we analyze every sample that comes to our lab for that patient individually. No batch analysis, it's your analysis. And you know that if you've got a good sample with enough cells to reach the production of all of those things that we want to deliver back to you.
And it really is reassuring, because when you think about when you're going to your aesthetics doctor and they're injecting you with things, it is, you know, in practical terms, much nicer to think that it's your own DNA that's going back into your body than wherever it could have come from, which sometimes could be unsavory.
Well, look, there are certain things that are going to be, you know, unanimous across people, like simple proteins and things like that. There is some thoughts that even at a protein level, you react to your own content better. That being said, obviously our DNA, and thereby our mRNA, is going to be different. And so we think about those molecular cues that are going to be delivered to our cells, and we want to ensure that they're matched perfectly to you. When we think about the world of you know, using donor cells to create products or exosomes from, that may not be a good match to you. And so, and we're very blinded to where those are coming from. So I think that one thing that we really want to bring to the table is clarity on what you're receiving, both the contents in those exosomes and the fact that they came from your very own cells.
Absolutely. And I know that some people are injecting exosomes.
Oh, yes.
I know Dr. K does not do that, but that is a bit concerning to me, because you're injecting something into someone's body and we don't know where it came from or how the cells are going to communicate, right?
Yeah. And so when you do inject, you know, I think that it is, everything you do comes with some level of risk, right? And when you do inject allogenic exosomes, so exosomes from a donor, the chances are that you're the exact same complexion as them and have exactly the same hair color of them, depending on if you're treating skin or trying to, you know, stimulate regrowth of hair and things, you're probably not a perfect match. And also, a lot of these exosomes are even coming from foreign markets right now, and so there's a very high probability that it's not the same demographics. And so we're going to be doing things and delivering things to our own cells that may stimulate or push them in a different direction. There have been case studies that have demonstrated hair actually turning a different color after injection of exosomes.
Because it came from a source.
Because it came from a source that did not match the melanocytes that are present in that patient.
So you could have had blonde hair and then it's turning brown essentially after that?
So the case I've heard about was they had dark hair and it turned red.
Mm.
So, I mean, there are
after exosomes injected.
Injected, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there are risks to all of these any treatment you're going to do. But with exosomes specifically, I think that the way that we can mitigate that is to make sure that we're receiving our own content, because then it's a perfect match to us.
And again, that's what ACORN is doing. We're harvesting here my own exosomes. And that makes me feel much more comfortable.
More than your exosomes, even more than that.
Tell us what else we're getting.
Well,
today.
You have your own stem cells and your own fibroblast keratinocytes and everything, and so we use those to actually produce exosomes and growth factors and these things to deliver back to you. But it's all from your own cells.
And we're almost done. We're at like number 40. We're getting up to 50.
We've been distracting you too.
We've been distracting.
That
too.
Was
yeah,
very
I've
quick.
Been going a little slow, but
so talk us through the process. What's going to happen after we harvest today? Where is this going?
Yeah, so it's not going too far. Our lab here is in just on the south side of Los Angeles, and so the cells are going to be going to our laboratory. They're going to be counted, processed, analyzed. We even do some staining to ensure the cell viability, membrane integrity, and then we do counting. So we identify the number of hair follicles that we receive that are high quality.
I'm rooting for mine.
Do cell counts within those hair follicles. And so you get a nice report back that shows all of those things, plus even a picture of your cells under some magnification. And you'll know that it has been done very well. But fact that Dr. K is doing you specifically, I think that there's
a, I'm in the best
there's
hands.
No risk there, exactly.
I'm very picky.
So, it's maybe the best report we ever see.
And she's plucking them and putting them right into a vial that gets refrigerated,
yes.
correct?
Yeah.
And that's then transported to
that's
the
right.
lab.
So we spent a lot of time, because one of the biggest things that is true is when we take the cells out of our human body, they're going to want to expire. Right? Mm-hmm. And so we needed to make sure that those cells could survive the journey from an office, right, a clinic, to a laboratory where those can be carefully processed and analyzed. And so we had spent a lot of time in the lab innovating around the perfect solution, or media as we call it, that allows those cells to stay at their maximum quality during that journey. And it was something that there wasn't a lot of solutions that existed around that. So a big bulk of our work and one of our major patent families is around the engineering of this media that allows us to maintain the health of your cells right before they get processed.
Now, quick question.
Doctor.
So many people are like going to Mexico and getting stem cell mm-hmm. infusions, transplants, full body, young blood injections. Can you talk a little bit about the hocus pocus nature of biohacking and what the consumer needs to worry about?
Yeah. Look, there's a very big gray zone out there. It's a great question. It's a tough question to answer because
almost
I think that there are physicians, obviously in foreign markets, that are trying to deliver the best care. And they are probably making decisions that are in their patient's best interest. However, it is unbelievably difficult for even experts to discern the difference between the groups that are doing good, or trying to do good, at least, and the ones that are not thinking about their patients first, and they're honestly exploiting patients in their wallet. Mm-hmm. In the world of stem cells, I think that we're on the brink of an amazing bright future in it, but it has been a very slow build up towards really identifying how to harness our own stem cells and deliver them back to us. And we have to make sure that we do it in a very safe way. And that's why the FDA exists, right? They want to make sure that these treatments are safe and efficacious for patients. So when you're going to a different geography to get this done, you're essentially stepping around the FDA and going to an area where there aren't those safeguards in place and there wasn't the rigorous analysis of these treatments done. That does, again, open you up to some risk, right? And there's a lot of questions because not only is there not the studies to see how they performed, but there's also not the rigors in place to ensure where the cells came from, their quality, and all of these different things. And I've heard horror stories, right? Because we see a lot of patients that come back from these things. I was talking to a physician the other day that ended up having to reverse a ton of damage that was done from a stem cell, again in quotations, right, injection that they received in Central America.
Very disturbing, and it's a warning that people need to understand because it sounds very sexy. Ooh, stem cells.
It's very exciting, yeah, but yeah. There's so many questions that unfortunately, from what I've seen, most of these groups and these websites are not providing answers to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I haven't gone down there myself. I have talked to people that have gone down there. I even was able to talk to somebody that was able to bring home the bottom of a vial that they had injected mm-hmm. in them and have mm-hmm. it analyzed.
And? What was it?
Well, the good news is that there were no stem cells, period. so there was no risk that was introduced. But the bad news is this person paid some money for nothing.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think that if the groups are working with physicians like Dr. K, right? Like KOLs, luminaries in the space that are well respected, you can have a lot more confidence in that group. Secondly, if they're aligned and associated with research with institutions and universities.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that we've done from the very beginning, because the world of stem cells and even exosomes is a murky place. There's a lot of people there shouting from the top of their mountain that they've got something exciting. With not a lot of data often behind it. And so we've got a number of research grants and affiliations with universities and joint projects with top universities across Canada to start, and now in the US, where we're joint publishing articles on our data, and everything is transparent and upfront. And that, I think, is what's important. And so I think that as patients, we should demand the same thing, even if we're going to markets outside of the US.
Absolutely. It goes along with anything. Before you go see a doctor for any aesthetics treatment, always do your research. You know, going and getting Botox and injections at the mall is a lot different than doing a deep dive, understanding who's going to be doing it, who is the practitioner, what is their background, are they board certified? So same thing here with Acorn is that, of course, you're going to be partnered with all the top doctors, so you have that reassurance right off the bat. You know, Dr. K is doing this, the board certified medical professional. This is what everyone needs to understand, whether you're doing follicle harvesting or any type of aesthetics treatment. Do your research, do your deep dive.
Completely agree. And if you're thinking about going down, I think that you have to ask for the data, ask for the articles. And from what I've seen, there's not a lot of websites that are posting like very good data. And sometimes the difference in how those studies were structured can really skew the results in the way they're presented. And so having somebody that you trust that has experience as a doctor or a scientist deconstruct that study and let you know if it was run well is another important step.
When will the FDA get involved? What step in the process will the FDA emerge? You know, how does that process work, basically?
So with us or with other groups?
With you, with us. Acorn.
Yeah, so our sites, we have a site in Canada, a site in the U.S. The site in Canada is Health Canada audited. The site in the U.S. is FDA audited. And so they look at the practices that you're employing and essentially what you're saying you're doing and that you're doing just that. There's a number of other certifications that are outside of the FDA that we hold on the scientific side, like around ISO certifications, which is really like about laboratory, you know, good manufacturing practices, things like that. But then on top of that, when you actually go to deliver a product back to a patient from their own cells, the FDA kind of looks at it in two different buckets. First, if you're applying something topically as a cosmetic, then you've got some very specific claims around what you're trying to accomplish there, but it's not actually an FDA approved path. You have to demonstrate safety, right? And so on the topical side, and it's a little bit faster, and that's why you see exosome products that are being allowed to apply topically. Now, that doesn't mean you can inject them, and technically even a doctor can't advise them to be injected. That would be something that is considered off-label, right? A doctor taking their own medical knowledge and saying this is in the best interest of my patients, but it still has to have a label. So it still has to be used in some way where there was a claim around it therapeutically or if it was injected. And that hasn't happened for any exosome company to date. So just be careful. There are no exosome approved FDA products out there, but there are a number that are being used in cosmetics right now. Mm-hmm. On the therapeutic side, you have to demonstrate a claim, right? So you're saying we're going to be using this to benefit the patient in this way, and you have to show outcomes that you've accomplished that. And then you can get approvals beyond safety of actually delivering that benefit to the patient. You can get a label with the FDA and have an approved product. And so that is the path we're going down on using our product in injectables. But right now we're very excited to be working together to start applying this topically to give patients really a very safe option, their own exosomes and growth factors back to them.
It's all so exciting.
So exciting. There you have it. We've harvested.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Lots of little follicles. We plucked about maybe 55, 60. I went a little
55,
over.
60 hairs in there?
Some bonus.
Like, and that's like the magical juice that's going to grow into future plates of cells that will have future growth factors.
How cool. It's like one of those fun contests where you look at the jelly beans and you have to guess how many and you win a prize.
There you go.
People might think like, oh my God, that was a ton of hair. It does feel kind of funny when you're having it pulled, but if you look,
it wasn't bad.
It's kind of like just what I shed in the day of brushing. Like, yeah. That's not so much.
So we lose almost 100 hair follicles through cycling every day, right? So 100 hair strands are coming off, and you've collected 50, right? So technically
well worth
it's
it.
Less. And also all of the hair that you've plucked grows back because you take the inner root sheath, but the outer root sheath is remaining.
Right.
In a hair transplant where you're doing the FUE, you're taking the whole follicle, so it's not going to regrow. But just like waxing or anything else, right, where you're plucking.
Oh, the hair will not, when you do the hair transplant, hair will not regrow
will not,
from
not
where,
after a hair transplant.
My hair today is going to regrow.
Yeah, yes. In a month so you'll have it back. Everybody.
Yeah, those hairs will come back. Now the lab's going to look at the follicles that we've plucked and see how many are in the growth phase, resting phase, so anagen, catagen.
I'm excited to read the report.
Yeah, and if it turns out you were in a lot of shedding phase because of whatever, had a virus a month ago or stress or whatever, then sometimes we bring you back and get a little bit more.
Yeah, not often do we need it, but it's we want to make sure that you've got the best sample possible.
We want
so.
Powerful follicles,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Okay, so it's going to go to the lab, and then eventually, so everyone understands, when I come back to Dr. K, say for microneedling or some type of treatment that is puncturing the skin or creating some type of wound for collagen stimulation, explain, please, how we're going to utilize this Acorn Liquid Gold.
Yeah, so you could apply this alongside microneedling or a post-laser treatment to really incite and enhance that wound healing response and deliver these factors actually back to your skin. It works much better when you actually combine it instead of just putting it on topically. If you combine it with something that agitates the skin, because it opens up pores and channels for you to absorb this into your skin more readily, and so you get more bang for your buck when you complement it as an adjuvant, so to speak, alongside another treatment.
And in the future, you speculate like a year from now, 2024 or beyond, we'll be able to call a lab and say, can you unfreeze my cells? I'd love to make something like a product that we can apply or an injection.
I think that speculation. Yeah, no, you can. I think you can safely say we're going to be starting that in early 2024 with you.
Amazing. Mm. Yeah, and so the future is bright to think about a product that you can put your own exomes in a bottle. It'll talk to your own cells and tell them, wake up and behave youthfully or else.
Yeah.
I love that Dr. K is always at the forefront. Whenever I need to know what's happening, what's new, what's next, because oftentimes I feel like I do know just because I talk to doctors often or I'm reading trials or looking at data, she always has something that I have never heard of. And that's what I love. That's what excites me as any journalist. We always want to know what's new, what's next.
What's interesting, though, is the one thing that she does tell you about, she's looked at 20 and there's 19 that she...
I met Drew a year ago. It was just something rang true with your research, and I was like, wait, I've got to know more about this.
Yeah, we've shared a few updates over the time before we brought it into market, and so... You know, it's been a very exciting journey for us to package this together and get it ready for you know, being received by patients in clinic. And so here we are.
Here we are. And I'm so excited because it's time for physicians and those of us that are in aesthetic medicine to take over biohacking. This field has been run by influencers, some amazing, incredible researchers out there, but many people who are just sort of putting out fake science. And so I'm really excited to anchor this into real aesthetic medicine and science and bring it into what we do for patients every day, which is making you feel the best version of yourself at every age.
I love it.
Yes.
And well looking said. Untouched.
Exactly. And talk about natural, the drive to get away from overfilling, filler face, filler migration, filler fear. Like, what better resource than turning on your own collagen production and your own cells repair?
Even my mom asks me, what did you put in your cheeks? I said, Mom, you've seen pictures of me since I was I've always had these cheeks.
Yeah.
These are my cheeks.
You're just maintaining gorgeously. So there you have it. You guys definitely should ask these questions. Ask, where do your products come from? Where are they sourced from? What's the science behind them? And is this legitimate science that you would put in your own mom or grandma? Because that's the true test, right? And Drew, I really am excited for the future of regenerative aesthetics with you. Hopefully we get to lecture on a few panels this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Those of you who have not heard of biobanking and cryopreservation of your follicles and stem cell, these are the things that you need to be doing as your insurance policy. So I'm doing it for myself, my husband, my kids. I happen to take their umbilical cord blood because 20 years ago I was thinking back then too. So I hope to see so much. And in our lifetimes for sure, and in the next 20 years for sure, we're going to have these genetic innovations to change not only beauty, but health, wellness, injury, and repair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The future is very bright and very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find these two amazing individuals. Where can people find you on your Instagram handles?
Oh, thank you for having me. And again, so tolerable, didn't even hurt. So, and it was also Dr. K's magic touch. But yeah, very easy. Alicia, E-L-Y-C-I-A, Rubin, R-U-B-I-N. It's at Alicia Rubin on Instagram and all across. And a pleasure to learn from you and speak with you today.
And Drew, you're at?
I'm at Dr. Drew Taylor on Instagram or Drew W. Taylor on Twitter.
And check out Acorn Biolabs. You can find me on my Instagram, Speedy by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.